Hi, it's Tracy. Before we start, I have a request. Okay, it's a little weird, maybe even a lot weird, but hello, 6.5 million downloads on my podcast, and still we haven't chosen a sponsor, right? Yeah, they just haven't been good enough for us, and that's a little weird too. So I decided I'm going to treat this like a sponsorship spot. Many of you know Marcus, my son, who's been the inspiration behind this podcast, the book, my programs, anything at all to do with ADHD. Well, he is graduating from NYU this May, and boy, are we happy that he did it in 4 years. So anyway, Marcus loves to travel, and so he's spending 6 weeks by himself traveling to 5 countries in South America. I don't know about you, but there's no way in hell that I would go to even one country alone. And so we gave Marcus a very low budget. This trip is a combination of his birthday and graduation gift, and he figured it all out himself. He speaks some Spanish, but he hired a Spanish tutor from Ecuador a couple weeks ago, months maybe, who's a professor at a university there, and this professor is helping him with his conversational Spanish. Marcus also changed his phone to Spanish only and all of his apps, and he only watches Spanish TV in preparation for this trip. So that gives you a little bit of an idea of what Marcus is like. Now, Marcus would ultimately like to earn a PhD in psychology. He's fascinated by the brain, learning differences, and particularly how dyslexia impacts math. For the near future, though, he wants to work for a couple of years in New York City. I never thought he'd say that. He was always looking for more nature. So anyway, he's going on this trip, and what he's trying to do is find a job that he can come back to. He's come very close, but still no cigar. So yes, I am hawking my son's skills on these airwaves. He thinks I'm insane. But I'm like, who knows what interesting people are out there? I mean, I found my husband in a personal ad when no one was doing that. So why not find a job using my podcast? I mean, ultimately, finding a partner or finding a job, it's all the same thing, right? It's marketing, just getting the word out. Right job, right person. So that's my weird request. If you have any leads in New York City, Marcus would love to work in advertising or marketing sales. He's a phenomenal researcher. I promise you, he can find anything. He's very skilled in Excel and financial modeling. He'd be amazing in digital advertising or tech marketing. And beyond his hard skills, he's resilient. He's so smart. And he has an exceptional work ethic. And that's not just his mother talking. He's not like me. He prefers not to challenge the status quo all the time. He actually likes structure and systems. And he has so many ideas about how to make things better, faster, more efficient, simpler. So I'm putting this out there to our incredible community. If you know of any opportunities in digital advertising, tech marketing, or sales that are in New York City and could benefit from a bright, hardworking, and respectful young professional like my son Marcus, send me an email at support@tracyoutsuka.com and I will connect the two of you. Look, Marcus represents the very essence of what we talk about here every week, right? The brilliance of thinking differently. And so does his mother. So thank you for letting me be weird. And now let's get on with the show. Hello, I am Tracy Otsuka, your host of ADHD for Smartass Women. You know how much I love ADHD success stories, right? And it's even better when I'm able to have a little hand in creating that success story and know that my work is making a difference in an ADHD woman's life because, well, gold stars, friends, and you know how I feel about gold stars. So over the next couple of weeks, I'm going to share with you in this short bonus podcast format, the journey of some of the women I've had the privilege of working with. So let me start by introducing you to Haley.
Haley is 25 years old, and she was diagnosed with ADHD 2 years ago while in college. Haley graduated last year from the University of Toronto with a specialist in computer science and a major in cognitive science. And I already asked Haley, is that right? Is it specialist? And she said, yes. That means that I have a double major, one major in computer science and another in cognitive science. Did I get all that right, Haley?
Yes, you did.
Okay. I also wanted to mention that you are a makeup enthusiast. You actually have two full bookcases of makeup and a social media account with 470,000 followers. Haley is cheerful and she loves to bring positivity to others. And Haley's number one value is living to her full potential. So welcome, Haley.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us. And maybe we can start with you sharing a little bit about your childhood. Are you an only child, Haley?
Yes, I am.
And where did you grow up?
I grew up in China, and then I moved to Canada with my dad when I was 14 years old.
When you were 14. Okay. When you were younger, what were some of your symptoms and your experiences around those symptoms? Like, how did you, I'm assuming you thought, oh, I'm different than these other kids. Is that true?
Yes. I always feel like I was that weirdo in the class. I do. I feel like I'm different than everybody else, but I didn't understand that was my symptoms. I got distracted from the class. And sometimes when I'm not listening, the teacher will call my name and ask me to answer some questions. And I get super embarrassed and ashamed of myself. And that just destroyed my self-esteem when I was a child.
Yeah. And so what did your parents think about this?
My parents didn't really care about it. They required me to have a good grade, but they didn't really ask anything beyond that.
Okay. So what happened when you would get a bad grade?
I will just get a lot of...
You need to study harder. You're not trying hard enough.
Yeah, I will just get a lot of judgment. And I remember as a child, like when I have a bad grade, I'm really scared. I'm terrified to call my mom, or I just don't want to go home. I'm wandering around my school. I'm too scared to go home. Or also, like, I was so afraid of being judged by my other classmates and teachers. I felt like the teachers disliked me.
So it was really stressful to go to school.
Yes. And I didn't have many friends.
Did it create anxiety for you?
Yes, it did. I never enjoyed my time as a student. It was never a good experience.
Gosh, I'm really sorry to hear that. I mean, just think about this, and I want our listeners to think about this. Even though you struggled that hard, you still had this idea that I want to go to college.
Yes.
Where did that come from?
I think one of the reasons it's I was living in other people's expectation, and I really didn't think there is an other way except for college. I didn't know what to do if I don't go to college. I would consider myself a failure if I don't go to college.
Mm. And what were the circumstances around your ADHD diagnosis 2 years ago?
So at that time, I was really struggling in university. I kept failing courses. I almost didn't make it into my major. And so at that time, I thought I have something like anxiety disorder. And then I was diagnosed with ADHD. I always struggled in school since I was like in middle school, high school, but I didn't struggle as much as in university because everything just got a lot harder in university, and it's computer science. It's especially hard.
I bet. And then you double majored as well.
Yes.
Okay, Haley, so let's talk about AOK. So when you started with AOK, what did you want beyond what you already had?
I was at a life transitioning stage. I had a lot of things going on. I just graduated and I moved to a new country, new city with my boyfriend. And then we got married. So there was a lot of things going on and I was feeling super lost and confused. At that time, I am working with an ADHD coach, but it's just I worked with her for 2 years. I feel like I learned everything I could from her. She was being helpful with the strategies, but I'm eager to learn more. I want to figure out myself. I want to really know what to do in my life.
So I had just made the comment earlier that I think ADHD coaching is really great about helping you discover and learn about your brain, but it doesn't do a very good job about learning about you specifically and who you are. Would you agree with that?
Yes, yes. Because I thought when I was diagnosed with ADHD and I was referred to an ADHD coach, I thought that can solve every problem in my life. But I still have so many questions. I still have a lot of things to work on. Like ADHD coaching doesn't solve everything.
So what was the thing that you specifically wanted to achieve that you weren't getting from ADHD coaching?
Like my life directions, what should I do in my life? Like finding my values and just knowing my strength.
Okay. So you somehow knew that that's what you needed, but you just couldn't seem to get there.
Yes.
And was there anything that you had done to try to figure that out before you started with AOK?
Yes, I tried to read books. I tried to research like self-development on internet, and I watched so many ADHD related videos. I really want to be able to understand myself more.
Got it. So when you signed up for AOK, was there anything that you were worried or concerned about?
Yes, there were a lot of uncertainty. I feel like it's more like an investment for me. I don't know what it would turn out, but I was so desperate to figuring myself out. So I was hesitating because of the price, but I'm also doing ADHD coaching. So when I compare the price of ADHD coaching to the course, I feel it's not so bad.
Yeah, absolutely. I will say, you know, it's maybe two or three coaching sessions, yet it literally will set the foundation for, you know, your entire life as far as where you should be going, what you should be doing.
Yeah.
So what was your journey like working through AOK?
So it was like an adventure to me. It's like a process of finding my strength and values in a positive way. It's like a self-discovering process.
We've been talking about Your ADHD Brain is A-OK, the strength-focused coaching program that I built using my patented cartography system to help ADHD women learn how to trust themselves and answer that, what do I do with my life question. Many ADHD women have told me, I'm scared to say this out loud, but I really believe that I'm meant to do so much more. I'm meant to do something big, but I don't know what. And I can so relate to that. You know, I had always chalked it up to the fact that, I don't know, I was just more ambitious. I mean, we know, right, that drivenness is a form of hyperactivity. A big part of my ADHD was the sense that I knew I had more potential than I was actually tapping into. And I now know that's an ADHD thing. A 9-to-5 job, collecting a paycheck, working for 30 years on stuff we don't really care about, and then riding off into the sunset to retirement. No, that's just not us. In order to live to our potential, obviously we have to be passionate about what we're working on, right? We have these brains of interest. But what are the right things that we should be working on? We don't have a deficit of attention like they tell us we do, right? Like the name attention deficit hyperactivity disorder says we do. We have a surplus of attention. We are interested in so much. And so sometimes it can seem like we're just all over the place. So how do we make sure that of our many interests,
we're pursuing the right ones. Because what is the point of being on the highest tree in the forest if you're in the wrong damn forest? You've heard me say this many times, right? And no one teaches us this. I'd read every self-help book, took countless personality tests. I hired career counselors and even a life coach, but I just couldn't connect those dots in a way that was useful to me. So that's why I created Your ADHD Brain is A-OK, because I needed that step-by-step system to tidy my ADHD brain and make sure that I never forgot what I had already learned about myself. I didn't want to continually reinvent the wheel every time I'd get sidetracked by another bright, shiny, squirrel-like object. You know what I'm talking about, right? My brain needed a process. It needed a structure. It needed a system. Instead of going from the outside in and trying to fit in, you know, what's my Myers-Briggs or my strong inventory or which Enneagram am I? What we're doing here is we're going from the inside out and we're really figuring out who you are first and what's important to you. Your ADHD brain is A-OK. We call it A-OK. It includes live coaching with me every week and a private community of women that's off of Facebook that are just like you. The program has been built specifically for your ADHD brain. I love this podcast, but A-OK, it's my most favorite thing that I get to do. I literally feel like I watch caterpillars turn into butterflies and frankly soar. And I know that probably sounds so cheesy, but it is true. So if you go to spyhappy.me/AOK right now and use the code podcastsass, you'll get $500 off the program just for being one of my brilliant podcast listeners. I would just love to get to know you personally. The URL, one more time, is spyhappy.me/AOK. So let's get back to Trinley. And what is different now as a result of going through the A-OK system? I mean, did you feel like you got those answers, those pieces that were missing before?
Yes, I do feel that. I feel I have more clarity of my life. I have a better understanding of my value and strength. And like after this course, I feel like I found the starting point of my future direction. And I feel more in control and confident of who I am.
That's wonderful. So can you give us an example of that?
So my favorite part are the value and strength, the step two and step three. Because as an ADHD woman growing up, I had so many judgments and criticize. So most of the time, I feel like a failure. I feel like I've done nothing. I'm always comparing myself to others. If they can do it, why can't I do it? So I was feeling worthless for a very long time. And after finding out my value and strength, it's like a really big surprise to me. And that really boosted my self-confidence. And what surprised me the most, I think it's the same as when I was finally diagnosed in college 2 years ago. I walked out and I was feeling so relieved. And because I was confirmed that I was not lazy or stupid, there is a reason behind everything. And I could fix it. Like I kind of have that same feeling when I was working on my values from this course. So I have my value as positivity and fulfillment make a difference, and thinking, learning, reasoning, and sincerity, candor. I love every one of them. That make me feel more confident. And I think the most surprising part for me is when I see everything on this value list, it's like my life made more sense, and I understand why certain things happened in my life. I understand why I'm friends with someone and I'm not friends with other people. And I always had doubts about myself. And after seeing this values list, I no longer have those doubts. I feel more comfortable in my life and in my relationship. It just helped with my life in general.
It's me again, Tracy. You know how people often assume that if you have ADHD, you're just lazy, unmotivated, and not living up to your full potential? Well, I'm here to tell you they've got it all wrong, except for the part about not reaching your full potential. But that's only because you haven't found the right strategies tailored for your unique ADHD brain. And that's exactly why I wrote ADHD for Smartass Women. This book, it's designed to help you understand the different approaches that work for your distinct brain, inspiring you to become the best version of yourself right now. You can grab a copy wherever books are sold. And if you've already read my book, please take a moment to leave a review on Amazon and Goodreads. Your feedback, it not only supports me and my publisher, but it also helps other smart-ass women and their kids, friends, and colleagues find the strategies they need to thrive. Every review makes a huge difference. So go write a review now or buy the book now before you forget. Okay, back to our usual programming.
You know, that's just so true. There is something about once we understand ourselves, then we can start the building the workarounds, right? When we know, oh, that's why I did that, or that's why I did that other thing. And sometimes we do stuff that maybe is not so great, and we could beat ourselves up about it, or we could understand or figure out why it is that we behaved in that manner. And I think that's the beauty of an ADHD diagnosis too, though, right?
Yeah.
Now, I wanted to share something with our listeners. A struggle that you had kind of in the middle of A-OK. And I remember you shared with me that you knew you liked to lead, you were comfortable leading, and you shared several instances in your life where you led and you did it really well, but you still weren't sure you could lead because part of it, I think, Haley, was you told me, well, because you're so young, like who's going to listen to me, right?
Yeah.
And at one point I told you, of course you can. You can lead people that you're one step ahead of. So perhaps you start with leading young people. And that's when Haley said to me, this was so cute. She said, she sent me a message and she said, I have something to tell you. I have a social media following of somewhere around 500,000 young women. It's a makeup channel, but I haven't done anything with it for a while. And I threw my phone down and I laughed because that is such an ADHD thing to say, honestly, where you are clearly leading. I mean, how at your age do you have a social media following of almost 500,000 people, 500,000 women, and you're still kind of like, I'm not sure if I can actually lead. I think I'm too young. It's that overview that we sometimes miss, right? We know the specifics. And I think that that's why A-OK is so helpful because, you know, even when you were saying that, you know, you would read the books and you would take the workshops and you would read the articles and you had all these pockets of knowledge, but you couldn't put them together into something that made sense for you specifically. And would you agree that what A-OK does really well is it provides that overview? So it's kind of a bird's eye view that you can, you know, see everything and look down on it and connect it.
Yes. I love how it made me realize what I'm actually good at. And it gave me a reason for my success, like having that channel with almost 500,000 followers. I understand the reason of a lot of things, like why I can do certain things. And I have just a more clear understanding of my strength.
Absolutely. So I think what you're saying is when you now look back and you see that, oh, I have 500,000 followers on this social media account. Now, after A-OK, when you look at that, do you understand why you have those 500,000 followers?
Yes.
Ah, I just love that. It gives me goosebumps. So thank you for so much for sharing that. So why do you think that AOK worked for you?
I think it worked for me because it gives me exactly what I want. I was at a life transition stage. I didn't know what I should pursue. I didn't even know if my major was right for me, if I should continue with my makeup career. It gave me an answer. It gave me a direction. It gave me a heads up of what should I go next.
So what did you decide to do after AOK?
So I decided to continue with my makeup blog. And so I started posting again after a year of not showing up on social media. And I feel so good about it. And I'm not so worried about like doing things perfect or doing things for others' expectation. I feel more confident and I know what should I do now. And I'm also working on a research project, so I'm not wasting any of my major. I'm still working with computer science. I just feel like less stress now, but I am doing more.
That's fantastic. So are you saying that after going through AOK, you realize that you have enough values and strengths to move forward with the computer science, but you also love the creativity that I guess fed into other values and strengths that you decided, you know what, I'm going to continue on with the makeup?
Yes.
And when you started AOK, were you kind of thinking, oh, the makeup, you know, that's not important enough. I should be focused only on the computer science.
Yeah. Oh my God. That's exactly what I thought. I thought makeup is not supposed to be a career. And I think I was still living other people's expectation, my parents' expectation at that time. I feel like it's just not a serious career for me to pursue.
Yeah, I think a lot of us do that, huh? So I am curious now, what do your parents think? Do they know?
They do know. And they actually support me with that.
And they normally do, don't they? I think we have these ideas that our parents, you know, we've got to do this path. And I know that there are a lot of parents who have these ideas. But ultimately, I think most parents, they just want us to be happy.
Yeah.
And I think the more confident we can become about, nope, this is my path, our parents just calm down, right? And then they realize that, oh, well, she's very confident about that. So I need to just let her do it. I think it's when we're waffling around and we're asking everybody for advice and we're moving this way and stopping and moving that way and stopping. That's when our parents get worried and they feel like they need to give us more advice. What do you think?
Yes, I think at that time, because I asked my parents for advices, and also I just wasn't sure if I was going to do it or not. But now I have that determination. I just have less trouble and I feel like I got more support from them, from my parents and my friends.
That's absolutely wonderful.
I don't think you'll regret taking this course. It will really give you this clarity of your life and help you understand yourself more.
Well, Haley, thank you so much for spending time with us here today and sharing your story. Where can people find you if they want to know more about you, your makeup social media account, or maybe they'd like to ask you a question or two?
Yes. So I just recently started an Instagram account. I only have 4 followers on that, but if you want to if you want to message me, it's 7am.hlz. The last letter in the alphabet, Z.
HLZ. Yeah. Okay. So it's 7am.hlz.
And my makeup account is in the platform Red, R-E-D. And my account name is Haley, H-A-Y, L-E-Y, and followed by two Chinese characters. It's Mu Mu.
Thank you so very much for spending time with us here today. If you'd like to check out what we've been talking all about, your ADHD brain is A-OK, you can go to spyhappy.me/AOK. Not only do you get the A-OK six-step program, but you also get the private community, live coaching with me every week, and our Your Relationships Are A-OK bonus. If you've struggled in one bad relationship after another, once you complete AOK, you need this program to figure out exactly who should be in your life and who shouldn't. Besides, I would love to get to know you personally. So go to spyhappy.me/AOK. And remember, if you sign up now with the code PODCASTSASS, you'll get $500 off just for being a podcast listener. But you need to sign up right now. As always, you're listening to ADHD for Smart Ass Women. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you at our regular time next Wednesday. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you here next week. And don't forget to sign up for our free live virtual training, 3 days to fall in love with your ADHD brain, starting on April 15th at spyhappy.me/3days. I'm telling you, it's life-changing.